Let's get to our guest now. Masha Bin Zaman is head of FX research at ANZ, joining us on the line from Sydney. So as Barclays, one analyst put it, there's a lot of finger in the air estimate rather than high science pointing at where the peak of rates is going to be from the Fed. What does that mean, though, in terms of how much further dollar strength we see here?
Look, we think we are dollar bullish for now, and we think there is more upside potential in the dollar, especially after we have seen a little bit of the retracement in the DXY on Friday. Two or three key points driving this view. First, I guess we had the FOMC meeting where they went from, in our view, from hawkish to even more hawkish. So obviously higher rates, higher yields support the dollar. More interestingly, dollar has also got the highest carry ranking within G10 currencies. So, when you look at its spreads versus funding currencies, yen, euro, or even the Aussie, you know, they are trading at widest spread differential. And finally, obviously, it always continues to play your safe haven bets with, you know, recessionary fears increasing.
I get all of that. But the action is kind of interesting because we've got these two big overhangs, higher interest rates and an aggressive Fed. That's one. And then the COVID zero policies in China. We just don't seem to see, they tease us a little bit, but we don't see any sustainable progress in those issues getting solved yet. Equity markets have held above the June lows. They're not really going down. So what's causing that? What is there some residual strength there that we're not noticing?
Look, I think it's more a function of, I guess, the last 6 weeks. We have seen, interesting, perspectives and developments in the non-US markets, if anything. I think that's been a little bit supportive in bringing the dollar back down. You know, you've seen less negative growth momentum in probably UK and as well as the recent Chinese news. But, you know, bottom line, liquidity is going to worsen as we go into year end. We continue to see real yields currently, of course, peaking out at that 1.7%. Big question, how much upside there is to there, which will be dollar supportive. We think there is a little bit more to go there. And this is probably Q1 story. Into, obviously, in the short-term basis, we have CPI this week. Expect dollar, to struggle for direction, remain within that 110 to 114 range until we get a clearer picture on the inflation side of things.
When it comes to, I guess, the currencies linked more closely to China, we're seeing a bit of weakness there in the likes of the Aussie, the Kiwi, and we'll be watching as well movements in the on and offshore yuan during the day's trade. How sensitive are FX traders to, these headlines coming through that we are potentially seeing a relaxation and then Beijing saying, no, absolutely not, we're sticking to the strict COVID zero stance?
I think the market investors, especially in the FX space, are very closely watching the sensitivity. In fact, what we saw on Friday really reflects how high the delta is of the dollar to CNH in terms of the movement. There is no doubt that what we have been looking within our correlations, particularly for the Aussie and the CNY correlation, I think over the 30-day or 50-day correlations, when we rank, what's the Aussie most sensitive to. Interestingly, even before Friday's move, we saw that the Aussie in the recent weeks has been most sensitive to dollar Asia currencies. Hence, we saw that, 2.8%, daily move in the Aussie on Friday on the back of the rumor on China reopening.
So yours is a pretty careful view. We had a guest on earlier that was talking about really 2425, 2024 to 2025 was around the time that maybe we would finally see some clearance of these issues. How long are you looking out, and then what do you do in the meantime?
Look, I think market and us ourselves as well, how long is it going to take to deal with inflation? Surely it's at least 12 to 18 months away. I think the story of the Fed being higher for longer is going to help move this down. Interestingly, a couple of indicators of the US slowing, which in turn would turn inflation lower, are already pointing in the right direction. A couple, I'll name a few. 10-3 yield spreads are negative, showing tightening financial conditions. Dob data, I would argue, is mixed. Non-farm payroll beat expectations, but then when you look at a three-week or a, sorry, a 3 month or a 6 month moving average, the 260 plus K was actually below the averages of 300,000, which we have seen. Now, third, money supply growth is also following. Falling. Other central banks are reducing the magnitude of rate increases, such as Australia. All of that is adding up to, you know, U.S. surely in that slowing momentum. I think we will see more of that in Q1 2023.
All right. Great to have you with us. Mujibin Zaman, head of FX research at ANZ, on the line from Sydney for us here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.